Shayna, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Okay, we got to talk about Tuesday, first of all. Decisive victory. What was it, 70-30 was the final tally there over a 40-plus year incumbent? And Paul Segubiano, we got Paul's take on the election last week. Your reaction, you've had about a week to let it all sink in. What's going on?
A reaction to my win?
Yeah.
Well, at the risk of sounding arrogant, I wasn't surprised at the win because we had been out so hard working in the community and talking to people, and the reaction was that people were ready for a change. And they believed in what I was offering, and so it didn't really come as a surprise to me. I intended to win.
Sure, I like that answer. We'll talk about that. I mean, you're throwing some stats my way in terms of, I mean, how you and your team were hitting the pavement in the run up to last Tuesday's election. Can you offer some insight into that?
Sure. Well, I know one of our days of action that we had on the west side of Bloomington, we had many teams of people out. We knocked over 1,000 doors, and that wasn't the only day we did that. We were constantly out knocking on doors every weekend, some nights after work, phone banking, calling people for weeks. And the day before the election, we called everybody in the district. And then that day as well, I called a couple hundred people just who are undecided and checked in with them. Man. And saw what I could do.
What goes into an effort like that? You got a full-time job, right?
Yes, I do. Monday through Friday.
So how do you find time to you hit the pavement, knock on the doors, make the calls? What was that work-life balance for you there?
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of work. But I really want to do this and believe that I can do a good job, so it's worth putting in the effort. And, you know, the effort doesn't stop because of the I won the primary. We're continuing to make those contacts with people. We'll be out in the community continuing to get that message out, and hopefully people will still believe in us in November.
So let's take a few steps back, and I know the adjective that is probably getting overused is referring to you as a newcomer. You're probably getting sick of hearing newcomer, Shayna Wachinski. So let's start there. How did you get into the world of politics?
Sure. Well, I've talked about it a little bit before. When I first got involved, I did come into it with a lot of other people because of Trump winning the election. But that happened to time perfectly with a tragedy in my family that 9 years ago, my brother died of a drug overdose. And about a year ago, right around the time of the election, his wife also died of a drug overdose. They had 3 small kids. And at the time that my brother died, I promised them that whatever I could do to keep them from, you know, suffering or going through another hardship like that, I would do. And that morning when their mother passed away, I had to look at them realizing that I hadn't done everything that I could do. So I kind of started to get involved then. And then shortly after that, within a few months, Trump was elected. And just out of the helplessness of all of that, I started to reach out to see what I could do, just little bits here and there. Worked on a lot of local campaigns, worked on some state campaigns. I'd never phone banked, knocked on a door ever before that. Then I went to a candidate training that the McLean County Democrats offered a scholarship for. Talked to Sherry Bustos there, and she said, you know, what do you want to run for? And I said, absolutely nothing. I'm happy to be the woman behind the woman. And she said, yep, well, talk to me in a year. And I've seen her several times since then. And every time she says the same thing, what are you running for now? You know, you're going to run. And so then it just, you know, as you get involved, you realize what you're doing is good, but you can do more. You can do more. You can do more. And as I looked around, county government just really seemed to be missing more female voices, a more progressive voice, and just a more active voice in the District 8 area. So,
and talk a little bit about those things you want to bring to the county. You know, you mentioned you ran on a progressive platform, and these days I think the word progressive can get misconstrued, depending on who was hearing it. Define, you know, being a progressive. What does that mean to you? And I guess in a broader context, what does that mean for McLean County government?
Right. Well, as far as for the county government, I don't know if progressive issues are necessarily an accurate label. Mm-hmm. But I do come into it with progressive views. I do, you know, identify as being progressive. But for me, what I see my role being and what I'm bringing and what I consider progressive just because it's been a change from what we've seen in the past is the community outreach, is being involved in the community, not just the few people that I work with, but actually the people that I represent. I want it to be a more community feel, community-based.
Well, and talk a little bit about that because, you know, I think there was an instance in Virginia. There's a leftist candidate, and I'm not trying to paint you as a leftist, but you see where I'm getting this at. You know, a very left-leaning candidate, you know, knocked off an incumbent, I believe a former speaker in the Virginia House of Delegates by a considerable margin. And, you know, while he did at his core have, you know, leftist ideologies, his entire platform was community focus. These are the things I want to do in the community. And, you know, if you didn't see the letter after his name, you might not know what his political affiliation is. Can you kind of talk about, you know, walking that fine line between, you know, keeping your progressive, you know, values, ideals, and still, you know, getting things done for your district, in this case, District 8?
Sure. I think it's similar to any job, any career that you have. You know, I work in healthcare. I deal with people every day who are from all different backgrounds, all different beliefs, definitely people who don't necessarily have my political beliefs, but we all have to work together to come towards a common goal. And I think that's just what you should expect from your elected representative, regardless of the letter behind their name. Mm-hmm. You should expect them to be open to working with everyone. I mean, that's just being a grown-up.
Sure.
Frankly.
Well, and on that topic of cooperation, you know, we had Jim Soldner, vice chair of the board, on the show last week, and I had brought up some comments he had made on the Facebook page about you prior to the election, referring to you as a community organizer. Mm-hmm. I assumed it was kind of meant in jest, like, you know, what's a community organizer going to get done on the board? You know, he stuck to what he said, but he told me he didn't mean it in a very personal, like, derogatory way, but his point is, well, I don't know if someone, you know, an ideologue can get things done on the council. You know, I don't know if she can reach across the aisle. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
I think he'll be really surprised when he meets me and realizes I'm just a normal person who's there to do a job just like he is. And I'll communicate with it. I look forward to meeting Jim so much because I think he has an image of me that's just a little skewed. So I look forward to working with him because I think he's going to be really surprised.
That'll be interesting. We're talking with Shayna Wachinski this afternoon. She is the Democratic candidate for District 8 for McLean County Board. She'll be running in the November general election against a Libertarian candidate, and Steve Cease. We'll be talking with Steve on the show tomorrow. So can you talk about November? I think, you know, District 8 is a pretty solid, you know, blue district. Obviously, Sigabiano had that locked up for decades. Challenges you're expecting to face heading into November?
Well, I think there can still be a Republican slated against me. I'm not sure. And then, of course, I have Steve as an opponent as well. But, you know, I'm not – regardless of who the opponent is, the objective's still the same. You know, I feel that I can be the best person for District 8, and I'm going to be out meeting people, showing them, you know, what I have to offer, and just continuing with the voter contact, and as well as learning more about the district and county procedure, and just working like I've been doing.
Sure.
It's just continued work through November.
We had Paul Sigabiano on the show last week, Friday, an unexpected announcement. We kind of had Paul on the show to kind of recap his career, talk about, you know, next steps, what he's trying to do. And at the tail end of the interview, he announced, you know, he had been talking to John Penn, County Democratic Party chair, and some other, I think he's department heads within the county, and other board members about exploring other political options heading into November. He did not specify what that was. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth.
Sure.
I reached out to Paul Yesterday, haven't heard back in terms of what he does plan to do. I took it as maybe he's going to try to have people write him in. It's a tough road. And, of course, you can't try to hop on the ballot as a Republican due to bylaws in the Illinois Constitution. I believe you refer to it as what sore loser law, right?
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of all of the legalese of it, whether or not it can even happen, can I get your response to Paul's announcement last week? Were you taken aback? Were you surprised? What were you feeling?
I don't really know if I was surprised. I don't know that I would say that. What I listened to it, and you know what mostly came across for me was that I was so incredibly disappointed. I was so incredibly disappointed. You know, Paul's been on the board for a very long time. You asked if he had any advice for me. His entire, you know, the entire campaign, we heard about how he was bipartisan and he could reach across the aisle and work with any and all people. And it was something that he was very proud of and that he touted all the time. Yet, when it came to me, he couldn't extend that same courtesy. When he is supposed to be working towards the same goal that I'm working for, and that's being the best representative for District 8 that we can possibly be. Mm. So I just found that really disappointing.
Yeah, in terms of reaching out to Paul, I mean, has Paul said anything to you in the post-election?
No.
All right, let me get the response from, I guess, other Democrats. You know, we put this up on Twitter, and I got a pretty immediate reaction from certain Democrats, even certain board members. I think Carlo Robustelli had expressed some disappointment in that as well, and Eric Rankin. Did you feel more support after Paul's announcement? I don't mean to put Paul down, but I'm just,
sure,
from your standpoint, did that energize your supporters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a word, it did.
Uh-huh. I guess we'll end this with your closing thoughts heading into November. Anything you want to pass along to listeners, let them know more about who Shana Wyszynski is?
Sure. Well, if they have any questions for me, they're welcome to reach out to my Facebook page, Shana Wyszynski for McLean County, District 8. But really, I'm always available through there. I'll be out in the community. I'll be announcing events that I'm at. You know, always feel free to reach out to me. And I hope that they'll vote for me in November.
There it is. That's Shana Wyszynski. She is the Democratic candidate for McLean County Board in District 8. She'll be taking on Libertarian Steve Cease in November. Shana, pleasure to have you on the air, and
Thank
best
you.
Of luck in the campaign trail.
Thank you very much.
You bet.